protests are continuing against the government over the imprisonment of the Istanbul mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan's main political rival. At the forefront of the protests, the largest in more than a decade, are the country's youth, who've grown up under Erdoğan's rule. It's Turkey's youth who are at the forefront of the massive protests triggered last month by the arrest of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu on corruption charges. Being Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan's main political rival, İmamoğlu's jailing is seen by the protesters as politically motivated, a charge denied by the government. However, for the young demonstrators, they say they're not just protesting for İmamoğlu, but also for the country's future.
I mean, we're all sick and tired of the oppression that has been going on for such a while in Turkey, and we're all fed up with it. And after all these things that happened to Ekrem İmamoğlu and all the other political people that are sent to jail, we're just fed up and we can't take it anymore. So we're here to defend our rights and to protest against the government.
We're here because of the mayor of Istanbul, Ekrem İmamoğlu. But after, everyone realized it's not just problem Ekrem İmamoğlu. We have a lot of problems in our country because of the economy, inflation, and because of the justice, because of the femicides, because of a lot of things. We have a lot of problems about our country.
The demonstrations are the largest against Erdoğan's government in more than a decade. A combination of political apathy, a divided opposition, as well as crackdowns on any dissent, saw few ready to challenge the rule of Erdoğan's AK Party government. However, political commentator Sezin Erner of Halk TV says the country's youth have reached a point where they feel they have no longer anything to lose.
They were really the ones that carried first protests. They haven't seen any other government than AK Party governments since almost 25 years. They really yearn for change. Also, they think their future is totally gone with the government. If you're not connected to somebody, AK Party government, even if you get the best education, then it doesn't matter. You have to have connections. This is how they're feeling. They're striving for certain values. They're describing it as something that's, that has to do with justice, with democracy, everything that this government for them does not represent.
Turkey's youth have grown up in a country where 90% of the media is under direct or indirect government control, and an education system shaped to create what the Turkish president said would be a loyal, pious generation. So what went wrong for Erdoğan? Can Selçuk'i is the head of Istanbul Economics Research, a polling firm. Selçuk'i has conducted in-depth research on the young, and says years of economic hardship with high double-digit inflation and high youth unemployment has eased the once deep divisions between the religious and secular, with now common ground found against Erdoğan's rule.
An overwhelming majority of the young people right now in Turkey prefer a pluralistic democratic system to a one-man strong system. As the economy is spiraling down, these young people find more common denominators in this worsening economy. So making identity cleavages disappear, the economy, the bad situation of the economy is bringing these young people together in a more socioeconomic level, from a more class perspective.
Unrest in Turkey has spread to high schools, sparked by a decision to redeploy tens of thousands of teachers. Pupils in schools across the country have held unprecedented protests. Erdoğan reportedly ordered his party to investigate why the youth are on the streets. But for now, the government is pledging to crack down on dissent. The court cases have started of nearly 2,000, mainly students, for protesting, with prosecutors calling for prison sentences of up to 3 years. Many of those detained claim to have suffered beatings or abuse, a charge authorities deny. but commentator Öner claims this could be just the beginning of a protracted and escalating conflict.
Well, there's this new crime they're trying to formulate, disturbing the public order. When you create this crime, then you can be arresting basically anyone. So they'll get more draconian. But I don't think it's going to succeed. The thing is, specifically the youth is thinking that they have nothing to lose. They have reached their tipping point. There will be more protests, more arrests, more protests, more arrests. And it's going to be a vicious cycle, unfortunately.
Despite the threat of arrests, protests continue with the country's youth at the forefront. Turkey's already in the midst of a brain drain, with record numbers of the best educated leaving the country. But for most of the young, leaving is not an option. For many of those demonstrating, they claim they have nothing left to lose. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.